And they're all shamanic. So I hope that answers the question. Robin, do you have anything to say?
Tom Berry also told us really over and over to listen to the voices of the earth. And it's so hard because the voices of the cities and the machinery and all are very loud. And the voices of the constantly playing radios and things, very loud. But even in those, everything that we use, even the most artificial things in our environment, were made of things from this earth. So even the toxins we're trying to deal with, you know, the most determined to non-biodegradable things came out of...
I just want people to be able to see Robin's beautiful art here. I'm going to try to
adjust the focus a little bit.
Maybe I'm not successful with that.
They're a little fuzzy because some of them were small, some of them were big. But they...
This is one of her spirit portals. She makes a mandala. It's empty. Do you want to show that one, Robin?
Sure.
And show how you do it.
What? Yeah, it's... I think it's right in front of our faces and under our feet and in our very bodies, but we just have to really work at learning again. And yes, there's probably will be a kind of Armageddon, because if we keep, we're already poisoning things a lot, so a lot of people and unfortunately a lot of animals are going to die. And I think that's a greater injustice because they didn't do anything. But also, all the children didn't do anything either. And that's a big injustice. I don't know how we're going to... I mean, it's already happening, so I don't think it's something we can prevent, but it's something we can slow down, maybe stop, we can change. And so many people are part of the change, and Tom Berry was really a voice for... I mean, just look at his life and read what he said, and there's so many things there.
So we have maybe two more minutes.
Here's a question. On the first night you mentioned about you mentioned about Tantra and you didn't get a chance to elaborate, and it seems like an Ur myth itself, and you know, a lot of people don't realize Dalai Lama is Tantric Buddhism, and can you just say a few more words about Tantra?
I'm not a great specialist. Oh, here's how Robin catches the spirits, by the way. And I wanted you to see this because this is a myth of our time, how men and women are supposed to get along, sort of, you know.
There's a sequence here. There are these little alchemical vessels. This one's got a lot of blurriness in the inside. Some of them, it's just based on a simple Renaissance drawing of a flask, you know, the alembic. I also have some boxes that I made using little alembics from chemistry stores. So we're in it, you know, we're caught in the alembic. It's in ourselves, our souls, but it's also all of us together and on the globe, which is its own alembic. I think one of the things Tom was always saying is the planet is alive, guys, you know, try to feel it. And if we reach the point, even for a while, that we really feel it. I think that's important because, again, I think Sheldrake is a messenger, Tom is a messenger. These are all messengers. Angels are messengers, you know, that's what the angel means. So these are our angels, our guides. And they're all saying pieces of it. And just if we can feel this connection, this aliveness, even for a moment, when we're staring at our face in the mirror or standing in the woods or falling asleep at our desks, or making love, that's a good time.
Yeah, and by the way, I want to say this is kind of the opposite of Tantra. This is relationship with a person on all levels, not just simply sexual. It's relationship of body, mind, and spirit. The Tantra texts say that you're supposed to find a woman of lower caste with whom you can have interminable sex, and then you get enlightened out of it. You leave your wife at home. You know, that's what the Tantra sects say. So I kind of abandoned Tantra.
There's a new Tantra, you know. So this lady, it's just very powerful for me, and I think for all of us, really. Just don't forget her.
Recovery.
She's all over Europe.
Mother.
She's everywhere. Here's a conventional mandala with the different beings of the four quarters, and that's everywhere in the world. I mean, I did my doctoral work in mandala, and it, you know, there are thousands of them in the Hindu tradition, the Buddhist tradition, all the Native American traditions. You know, the colors in every medicine wheel are different, and when you get four Native Americans trying to do a ceremony together, they've all got different colors, not only depending on the season and the day, but, you know, their own cultures. And it's really fun. So often we just sort of, you know, say, okay, he's talking the loudest, or, you know, toss a coin and we'll do this one today, you know. So the multiple parts of this are congealing.
Robin, I'm sorry, but I think we have to end it now.
Okay.
Time is stretching.
Finish
up, and let's go from there.
Yeah, so we come to her. This is kind of a moment of unity. But it doesn't stop there. I mean, she just keeps giving birth. And this is a spirit catcher. There are a lot of them. Most traditions that I know of make some form of spirit catcher. And children make them all the time. And I made them when I was a child. They were different. You know, you draw things in the sand, and you play a game, and then there's something in that circle, and you make an image of it. And this one caught this. It took a while to catch it. It took, I don't know, a month or two. And it kind of comes and goes, so I like to play with this. And when you look at the male-female mandala images, the alembics, for me, there's always different stuff on the outside, and it's hard to say whose stuff it is, which one. Sometimes it's clear, sometimes it's not. I think we've got wind beings, and then we've got, you know, they're airy, and then we've got these little guys. These are the ones who live in the mushroom matrix, I think. I mean, there are many reasons, many things about them, but the thing that keeps coming back to me is they're, we focus a lot on the big deities and the big powers. They hold it all together. And it's really important you don't want to embarrass them, because all the traditions say that, the whole business about not giving the hobgoblins clothes, you know, the shoemaker's elves, you know, you don't want to make too much of a fuss over them, because what they do because of who they are. But the little people are really important. Marie-Louise von France said a lot about animals and little people. She really got that across very well. Children's fairy tales are really important. They weren't written for children, but and they're under all the stupas. I did a lot of my doctoral work on the big stupas in India and Sri Lanka, and, you know, the Buddhist stupas, and also the Tibetan Buddhist, when you're hiking in the mountains, the chortens made of rocks piled on the corners, and the mani stones with the mani rindu, I mean the mani, mani padme hum, the jeweled stones, mani jewel, piled on the corners, so that when you pass through one of these corners, you go around it, and any wild, they're not really evil, they're just wild mountain spirits that might be following you because, you know, you're meat. You want to lose those guys. They're hard to handle. I mean, if you're a powerful sadhu, you might want to sit down and communicate with them, but most of us just need to go around the money stones and keep going. So these are all parts of the corners, the things that come in. And working with children's art, I see a lot of resonant beings. Messengers. I put a couple of different kinds of sacred vegetables in the foliage there. And something happened to their faces, but reptiles and amphibians and the birds who are, even as a child, I knew they were dinosaurs, and I have been vindicated. They are. They're living dinosaurs. I was a child with chickens, and I was small, and they were big, and I knew they were dinosaurs.
If you want to look at these at greater length, by the way, they are found online at a site called The Scream Online, and you put Robin Larson in there.
And Steve Larson's poetry is there. It's a little in disrepair right now, I notice. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Somebody might be having a health issue. I have to check.
Okay.
This one is called The Gift of the Dream, and it was done in a dream group for a multiple dream that three different people dreamed right before we went to meet our Mayan friends in Central America. So that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you all.